And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, school board president Lum Edwards returned from the county seat yesterday and announced his selection for the Pine Ridge school teaching post being vacated by Professor Sloan. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is rummaging around the paint department. Listen.
Abner, ain't we got some of that blue paint in stock?
Blue paint?
Yeah, that light blue, that baby blue.
I don't know, Lum. All the paint we got in the store's right there where you're looking. Hey, what do you want with baby blue paint?
Oh, just looking around is all.
Did somebody come in the store and want to buy some?
No, I was going to use it myself.
Huh?
I thought it might be a good idea to sort of fix up the inside of the schoolhouse over there. Get ready for the new school marm.
Oh, well, I don't believe it needs no painting over there, Lon. It looks all right to me.
Well, it don't hurt to fix it up now, no. School teacher can't do her best work unless she's got good surroundings.
Yeah. It was all right the way it was for Professor Sloan.
Well, he ain't got no taste for stuff like that, though. Don't make no difference what color he works under.
Well, no, he didn't seem to mind what color it was. And facts is, Lum, if I recollect right, last year Caleb Weehunt wanted to do some painting over there at the schoolhouse when he was president of the school board, and you voted it down.
Did I do that, Shona?
You sure did, or you come back here and told me Caleb was trying to throw the school board's money away wanting to paint the schoolhouse when it had just been painted 2 years ago.
And I was against it.
That's what you said.
What's the matter with me, anyway? Why can't I do things right?
Well, I don't know, but you said you voted it down, that's what you said.
Of course, that was a little different.
Well, what's different about it?
Abner, have you ever been on a school board?
No, I ain't never been on a school board.
Right.
I had a board on me in school. I've done that.
That shows right there that you don't know nothing about school board matters, so just leave them things up to somebody that does know.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Baby blue sounds kind of a silly color, though, to paint the inside of a schoolhouse to me.
What's wrong with that color? It's pretty.
Well, I don't know. Just sounds silly, though. Baby blue for a schoolhouse.
Baby blue's a silly color?
Well, for a schoolhouse it is, Lum, well, I think.
I just thought it'd be nice to have that color because it'd match, nothing.
Match what?
Nothing at all.
Match a new school teacher's eyes?
I never said that.
Is that what color eyes Miss Platt's got, baby blue?
I don't know. I never looked at Miss Platt's eyes, hardly.
I'll bet not.
Anyway, it's hard to tell what color a person's eyes are through heavy spectacles.
Does she wear heavy spectacles?
No, but it'd be hard to tell if she did wear them.
Oh, well, yeah, she wore them. I reckon it'd be sort of hard to tell. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm aiming on fixing things up over at the schoolhouse there. I know that.
Yeah, well, it ain't none of my business. You're president of the board. I saw her butt it in.
Besides painting the inside, I thought maybe we'd buy a new blackboard and fix that up.
Paint it baby blue, the blackboard?
No. Paint the blackboard black, natural.
Paint it baby black.
Now, Granny's come to think about it. Something different in a color for a blackboard might be nice. Red, for incidence.
Red, huh?
Yeah.
Doggies, you are going to have it fixed up.
Then
baby
you could
blue
put
and red.
Pictures of our planes all over it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
Yeah.
Awful pretty.
Wait a minute. Here comes Squire
Skim. Squire.
Don't mention nothing to Squire about me aiming on doing that painting and all over the schoolhouse.
Well, he'll have to know, won't he? He's on the school board.
Yeah, but I ain't ready to make a report on the fixing up I'm aiming to do.
You better think up a good store if you're going to have red blackboards and baby blue walls, I'll tell you that.
And I'll wait and make it official. I got to study it out first.
Study it out, huh?
Yeah.
Did the board members approve Miss Platt at that meeting you called yesterday?
Yeah, they picked over her records and her photograph, and they all voted for her, except Sister Simpson.
Sister Sampson.
Yeah, she just ain't got no eye for brains. That's
well, gentlemen, how are my good friends this fine day?
Oh, pretty good, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
What can we do for you today, Squire? Another can of tobacco?
No, thank you, Lum. I just dropped in to tell you some big news. And to ask you if you wouldn't like to go on a little trip with me, Lum.
A little trip?
Yeah.
Are you flying?
No, flying. No, Lum. I'm just going on a little train trip. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to go unless I could fly.
Oh, well,
no, I just got back from a trip, Squire. All that school board business I had to tend to.
Yes, well, this is a little different matter, Lum.
Well, what's it all about?
Yeah, where about you going, Squire?
Oh, just up to Fort Smith. Going to be gone a few days, but I do think it is mighty important. It has to do with the war chest.
The war chest?
Yes. See, they're having a meeting of business leaders from various communities around here to outline plans for pushing the war chest campaign in our district.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a good cause. Ain't no doubt about that.
And I received an invitation to attend this meeting, Lum. And they suggested that I bring another business leader with me, so I naturally thought of you.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's Lum. He is a business leader. He's that all right.
Well, when's this going to be, Squire? I'd love to go.
Well, I figured that we'd have to leave here Monday, Lum, and catch a train out of the county seat, and we'd get back around Thursday, I guess.
Leave Monday, huh?
Yes, that's what I'd planned.
Granny, I'm feared I can't make that, Squire.
What's that?
See, I got all this school board work to attend to next week. Got to get everything set for the new school tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't see how I can get away next week at all, Squire.
Well, that is too bad. I counted on you, too, Lum. See, it's pretty important that somebody goes with me, and I wanted to get the best man I could, you know. Somebody who is a representative of the community.
Natural.
And, well, I just don't know who I can try to get now. Ezra Seastrunk, he's tied up next week, too, you see.
Well, here, how about Abner?
Huh?
I could get Grandpappy Spears to help me run the store here, and Abner could take them days off and go up there with you, Squire.
Well, yes, I suppose he could.
Well, sure he could. That way we'd have a representative from the Jot 'em Down store there, too.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Lum. I don't know where I'd be any good at a meeting or not, though.
Why, sure you would.
Oh, I don't know.
All you have to do is just sit there and listen to what the speakers say and then try to recollect what they've said.
Yeah, and I don't know. I ain't such a good recollector, I don't think. I could listen. Yes, I can do that, but it's always hard for me to figure out what anybody said when they get done talking to me.
Prattle, prattle. You'd be just as good as anybody, wouldn't he, Squire?
Well, of course there is a certain type of man it is desirable to have at meetings of this sort, Lum.
Yeah, I believe Abner's just the type. Ain't that what you say, Squire?
Well, of course, Abner,
Squire says so, too.
Yeah, well, it's nice of you fellers to say that about me, all right, but I still don't think I'm much of a meeting man.
Yes, you are, Abner. And besides, this is awfully important, ain't it, Squire?
Well, yes, there's no doubt about that. It's important, all right. The total goal of the National War Fund is $250 million.
Well, I don't think I could raise that much in just a few days up there.
Well, you don't have to raise that all by yourself,
Abner. No, Abner, that's the goal for the whole country. And even that isn't so much when you consider that it takes care of the needs of 22 major war reliefs and service organizations, plus service and welfare agencies in the local community chest drives.
Granny, does it give her all of that?
Oh, yes, Lum. And when you contribute to the war fund with one gift, you're helping thousands of people on both the war and the home fronts.
Well, just what does the home front include in there?
Well, that's all kinds of community services vital to the health and welfare of our people here at home, Lum. Clinics and hospitals and settlement houses, family and child welfare agencies, visiting nurse associations for the care of people that are sick at home, community health programs, recreation facilities for youngsters by the YMCA and the YWCA and similar organizations. Well, it's just really too many for me to mention, Lum.
Yeah, well, you done pretty good there.
Well, I tried to think of all I could.
Well, I can see that the war fund's a good thing, all right. And, Abner, you just better make plans to go up there with Squire on Monday.
Well, Lum, do you think we ought to send a no-count feller like me up there?
Well, now, that's silly, calling yourself no-count. You make a big mistake in running yourself down that way, Abner.
I do.
Why, sure. Of course, we might get somebody else. Now, I'm going to see Corny Strooby in the morning about 10 o'clock. I might talk to him about it, but I don't much think he could go.
I can listen better than him. I know that. He can't hear nothing. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, he could hear it, but he wouldn't understand it after he heard it.
Well, I believe I could understand a little of it.
You're smart, Abner. You're a brainy man if you just give yourself a chance.
I am, huh?
Why, sure. Ain't he, Squire?
Well,
see there, Squire agrees with me. The more I think about it, Abner, the more I think you're just the man to send.
I am, huh?
Why, sure. You're well-known in the community, and honest and upstanding in all your dealings. Got a lot of friends. You're more than likely as patriotic as any fellas I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the man to send.
Well, good for me.
And you get some good ideas now and then, too. You've had some ideas around the store here that's just done an awful lot of good for our business.
I have, huh?
Why, sure. There ain't no reason why you can't get that same kind of ideas at a war chest meeting.
Why, no, of course ain't. I'll get ideas if I can think of them.
And you're as steady a worker as I've ever known. Once you start on a job, you don't never give up till it's finished.
No, I'm a worker. Yes, sir, I'm a worker.
And you know how to meet the public and get along with people.
Oh, yeah, I can meet them something wonderful.
Oh, you're the man.
Yeah, I am the man, yeah.
What time do you want him to be ready to start Monday, Squire?
Well, we ought to leave here about 11 o'clock in the morning to catch that train at the county seat.
Well, here, wait a minute. Did you say we, Squire? Are you still going?
Why, of course he's going, silly. What's the matter with you?
Well, law me, I just figured if we were sending as good a man as me up there, there ain't no need to send nobody else.